I'll dress up as Mikey still.
You can dress up as Mikey?
You're dressing up as.
I don't even know who I'll dress up as. I feel like I have to be a black character, right?
Yeah, black.
Yo, yeah, I think I was telling you about this, but I wanted to be Piccolo.
Yo, honestly, I swear Piccolo's black.
I've been saying, bro. No, I'm telling you, Piccolo's actually black.
He is. But his voice, it just, I don't know. There's no other character that can be Piccolo but black. You know what I mean?
Nah, I remember I was watching this RDC video, yeah. And they basically said, like, yo, any character who's like a different like color, like green or something, they're all black.
That makes like, sense. Like, that makes sense. Saying,
like Frieza and like all that shit.
Oh, Frieza's definitely.
They're saying all these off-color characters are all black.
That makes sense, bro. Yo, even in Backyardigans,
yeah,
Uniqua.
Oh, black. Yo, yo. No, that, yo, 100%.
Uniqua, 100, Tasha.
100%, fam.
Even, I don't know if you guys know this, because I think it's a Canadian show, but Timothy Goes to School.
Doris?
Doris? Morris? She has to be.
100% black.
And,
Frank and Frank,
bro.
Oh, we're eating beans, bro.
Beans.
Oh, yo, that show was goated, man.
Ah, man, I wish I had a theory for that one.
The Frank and Frank theory.
Oh, my God. Yo, what I really want, though, I really want them to bring back those shows on, like, Netflix and shit. Because I can't find them anywhere, bro.
Wait, like you want them, like a remake?
No, or not a remake.
Like, oh, like you, the actual episodes.
Yeah, just to watch them. But I feel like because it's Canadian, they're not going to put money into putting it back, right?
Or like, if anything, they'll only just put it on like Canadian Netflix.
Would they? I don't know. I don't even think they would at all.
I don't know, because like, I know like they do that for certain regions. Like they put their region show like on like their Netflix.
Oh yeah.
So like I don't know, like Netflix, like Japan might have like more anime or something.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I always had this idea, right?
Uh-huh.
I had this idea. And you know how Netflix, whenever you're scrolling through, you can never like find something to watch.
Yeah.
Even though there's so much to watch.
There.
So I had this crazy idea. What if they just make it almost like TV before? You know how live TV, you just turn on the TV and whatever was on, right?
Yeah, you just watched it.
They should make an option so that it will play a random movie, TV show, whatever.
I really have that.
No, but like midway through or like one third of the way through.
Part way through, yeah.
Yeah, so you get like, you just jumped in.
Yeah, no, they should really have that.
They should do that. Because I feel like it's way better than what they do right now with just the random, because it starts from the beginning. Because even if you start from the beginning, it's like, I have to get into
it.
But remember those days where like you're flipping through the channels and you just see like a crazy scene?
Yeah, I kind of miss that vibe.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, just going on a random channel. I'm like, yo, what is the show?
Exactly.
It's like halfway through.
Yeah.
That's right. That makes me want to watch like more episodes of it, because I missed the start point. Mm-hmm. Like it makes me like want to watch like the next episode or something.
Yeah. That's what got me into fucking like Naruto and shit when they played it on like Teletoon.
Yeah, that's true.
And this and that, right? Like that's how I got into a lot of shows. And I would have never gave all of those even those movies
chance.
Yeah, I would never gave those movies a chance, bro. Honestly, we need to see that. We need to see. Or I had a crazy idea. They should make like a Netflix TV itself that looks like my VHS TV. That you can buy as novelty.
That would be sick.
Right?
That would be so sick.
And you just put in your room or some shit.
Yo, I always thought about this. What, yo, if you were to create a TV show, what would you create? Like what type of show would you create?
Like a TV show?
Yeah.
Bro, I think I said this before, but I want to create a TV show that's like about Filipinos.
Like, in Toronto. Yo, honestly,
because
they don't have that.
They don't. There's nothing.
They don't have something like that. So if you were to do that, I'm telling you.
Like, I think Fresh Off the Boat is kind of close, but it's still Chinese. It's not like Filipino. Because I feel like Filipino culture is a little bit... It's very different. It's very different.
It's kind of like its own thing.
Because Filipinos, they're like... They're technically Spanish influence.
Yeah.
And they're Islander influence, right? So it's like a different vibe, you know? It's a different vibe.
Yeah, it's a different vibe to it.
So if I make a TV show, I'm going to do that. Yo, you see the metaverse, though? Have you seen things on... Mark Zuckerberg's like,
oh, isn't that like the new Facebook name or something like that?
Yeah. So yeah, Mark Zuckerberg, he changed Facebook's name to Meta.
Yeah.
Right. And do you remember Ready Player One?
Yeah.
So you know how like they had that one game is called the. The Oasis,
yeah.
And that was pretty much a decentralized like platform everybody can hop on and play, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Mark Zuckerberg's trying to be that guy that creates the quote-unquote the metaverse, the second world everybody plays on. And I think we called this back before in other episodes, but I think there's going to be a huge push for this. And eventually, let's say this world becomes like destroyed or like no more resources, we don't want to live here.
Yeah.
We're all going to live through virtual reality.
In the metaverse.
Yeah, in the metaverse.
Because, yo, it's crazy because I saw this thing and people can actually buy property like in VR.
Yeah, they
like,
can.
Like,
they can.
People are literally buying like lots of land in VR.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because you never know where it's going to be.
That is true.
It's so hard to tell, right? Because if you buy it right now, mm-hmm. who's to say like they might make another verse?
That's what I'm saying.
That's why it's tough, right? Yeah,
but it's like how do you know which one is the right one to buy into?
Yeah.
Because, yo, I was actually thinking about it. Like, I know it sounds like a stupid idea,
mm-hmm.
but, yo, like, I want a VR house.
Yo, everybody wants that. Like, eventually.
I want that so badly.
Eventually. But the only thing, because we don't know shit, if we put it into Meta, if we put it into, I think there's one called Sandbox, Decentraland, whatever, they might just make a next one and all of that shit's not going to be worth anything.
But I don't know, like, if it's made by like Facebook, I think that's going to be the one.
You think that's the one?
I think that's going
to
be the one.
I heard there's like a lot of backlash though because they don't want Mark Zuckerberg to be that guy.
But why not though? He's already like, he has influence in it anyways, like, no matter what.
But they're saying like he wants to make it so it's more of a business for Facebook, as in like you got to pay them.
Oh, okay.
Because you know how, okay, look at the internet.
Yeah.
The internet is free.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can post whatever onto the internet. You can make your own servers, whatever. You don't have to like pay who's the internet. You get me?
Who owns the internet?
Yeah, who's the internet, right? It's not like somebody owns the internet.
That's a good question.
Actually.
That's a good question. Yo, who's the internet, fam?
Actually, who does own the internet?
Who does own the internet?
Who invented that shit? First of all.
Yeah.
Nah, because I think I heard before that in World War II, they already had the internet made.
Yeah.
It was only until like the 90s they released it. But they had that shit made already. But was it an American invention?
It has to be. I think like 90% chance it was an American invention.
That's really interesting, right?
But yo, now I think, wait, you said it was made in like World War II?
Yeah.
That's what it was made? Mm-hmm. I'm about to say, I'm like, yo, the person who made that, like he can be like probably one of the most powerful people on earth, man.
What if they are? What if they are right now, or that family?
That's
is?
What I'm saying. Like the family that owns it.
Yo, but how's it's so crazy to think now. Like if somebody made the internet, right? And there's no name or face to it.
Mm-hmm.
How did it become what it is?
I think they did that like on purpose
to hide it. Yo, you know what's crazy, right?
Because yo, honestly, if I made something that powerful, like, yeah, I don't think I would want to be noticed. Like I think I want to just stay in the shadow and just like keep collecting from it.
Damn.
Because, yo, if you're noticed like that, then that they can put a hit marker on you.
That's true. That's true. So I had this crazy, like, theory, right?
Uh-huh.
I had this crazy theory that what if the reason they're really pushing for a virtual reality is so it's easier to control us?
Listen.
Uh-huh. So as crazy as it is, right, so many things influence us.
Yeah.
Whether it be, like, TV, ads, even just marketing in general,
yeah,
they do subconscious things to fuck with our mind and then like push us towards a pathway.
And it works.
And it works. So what if they really want to push us into this virtual reality to narrow down on every single thing we do? Because if you think about it, if we are set into that,
mm-hmm.
then it's all automated.
Yeah.
You get me?
Mm.
It's not as free as like here.
Yeah, because like the thing about like if we're going into their world,
mm-hmm.
that means it's on their control. Like
they
can literally like change anything in the system in the VR world.
Yeah.
And like that can like completely like fuck us over.
And you know what's fucked, bro? So if you think about it, everything that's written down in history,
yeah,
we don't really know the truth. We just know what's written down.
You get me? That's so true.
So let's say a big battle happened like thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
And somebody won, but they wrote down the person that lost one instead.
Mm-hmm.
All we would know is what's written down. Because we weren't there.
Yeah, there's no way of capturing that moment back there.
Exactly.
Other than writing and storytelling.
Yeah. There's this German historian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he found a study that during the years, I think, 614 like AD to like 911 AD or something like that, was all doctored and it was tampered with.
Really?
And there was a push to hide it, to hide that it was changed.
Wait, to like hide all those years? Mm-hmm. But why though? Why would they want to hide it?
So check this out. Mm-hmm. There was like a European emperor and he wanted to show that he conquered other things around Europe.
Yeah.
But it didn't really happen. But he wanted that to be down in history. So he wanted to change history in a sense. And if you think about it, that's all they had, right? They didn't have the internet. They didn't have like some way to show what happened in the past besides the books they write and whatever's written down in quote unquote history, right? So he wanted to change history and solidify himself forever.
Yeah. So that's why he wrote it down like that.
Yeah. So this historian found out that from this year to this year, all of this shit is fake or like it's been changed and they're trying to hide it.
Yo, it's crazy because I believe they said the same thing about like the Middle Ages.
Middle Ages.
Yeah. Huh? Like, yo, like apparently I can't remember like the reason why, but like they said like there's a chance that the Middle Ages like didn't exist at all. Whoa. And that everything was in it was like all fake and it didn't happen that way.
That's crazy. Because if you think about it, even like dragons too, bro.
Yeah, dragons.
You know how in all these stories all around the world, even in the Middle Ages, they talk about dragons.
Yo, it's possible dragons are real, fam.
I think
yo, it's actually funny. If they're dinosaurs, yo, honestly, they're gonna be dragons. Honestly,
I'm pretty sure. Okay, this is my belief. This is my theory on it. Is that dragons did exist and they were dinosaurs. But what happened was there's like a study on this too. The wings of birds don't decompose or don't stay intact like the rest of the other bones. So let's say a T-Rex was actually a dragon and it had wings.
But the like you wings, couldn't find it out because
the wings would have decomposed and not stayed intact with the rest of the bones.
Oh, that's so
true. So it would be lost forever. So when you put all the bones together, and this is even true in science, like when they do put these bones together, they try and make something of it. But it's all theory, right? Like, they're not sure exactly what it is or exactly how the skin fell on it.
Yeah, whatever. Yo, because most times, like, don't even have all the bones. Like, they only have, like, 50% of them.
Yeah, exactly.
They like have to guess how it looks like.
Mm-hmm. They have to guess how it looks like. For a long time, we didn't even know they had feathers, bro.
Yeah.
For a long time, we didn't know that.
We even know that they had hair and shit.
Exactly. So, now, if you look at ancient pictures of dragons, like Chinese dragons, Japanese dragons, even the European ones, a lot of them, they had hair. Like, look at the Japanese dragons. Like, the Yakuza tattoos.
Yeah.
They have hair, bro. They have, like, feathers.
Yeah, they all, like, the long hair and all that.
Yeah. So, bro, maybe they knew something. Maybe they knew something. And they knew that dragons existed at that time. But it's so weird that, I don't know, how there's no proof of it anymore. How did the idea of a dragon be prominent everywhere around the world, but there's no proof of a real one?
There's no proof of a real one.
Like, that's that so
makes,
crazy.
That makes no sense.
That makes no sense, right?
Well, like, I don't know. I feel like as further like down we get with like technology, like we're gonna be able to like figure all this. Because yo, have you seen that thing like how they brought back they're bringing back like a mammoth?
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
And like it's actually about to happen soon.
Mm-hmm.
So like imagine if we can do that, but like for like dinosaurs and shit.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park type shit.
Jurassic Park, damn. But do you think there's a danger with that?
Yeah, of course, bro.
You think that's gonna that could be the end of us? Because look. What if certain things were supposed to happen, like dinosaurs going extinct, were meant for humans to be the next,
yeah,
right?
Meant for us to like survive.
So if we bring those creatures back, my theory is that if we bring those creatures back, shit, it might be the end of human existence, because whether it be like disease,
I was about to say that,
or something that happens where these creatures take over and become the new top of the food chain, because we're at the top right now.
Because like, yo, if you bring the animal back, like you're also bringing back like the disease and shit that it carries too.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're bringing that back too.
Yeah, and it's gonna change life. It's gonna change life on Earth
for sure,
especially if it's exposed to everything else, right?
Yeah,
that's why when you go on airplanes and they say you can't bring like fruits and vegetables, or you can't bring plants and shit, that's because they don't want cross contamination.
Yeah, because you don't want something that's not supposed to be in like another area.
Yeah, because if you bring, let's say, like a plant from Japan and then plant it in Canadian fields, it might up the whole environment.
Cause yo, like that's actually what happened like down here.
Really?
Like, yo, remember like back in the day, like there was like this next plant. I think it was like, what was it, like hogweed or something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
That?
What's hogweed?
You remember hogweed back in the day?
Nah, what is...
Oh my God. Yo, I remember it used to get everybody so shook like back in the day.
What is it?
It was like this plant.
Yeah.
But like whenever you touch it, like it has like this like this white substance on it. And like, it was like poisonous or some shit like
oh,
that.
Oh shit.
And it was like, it was all over like the forest, like near like parks and all that stuff. After I remember like as a kid, like I always used to like go in the forest, like with my friends and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
I remember, yo, anytime we see like a white substance, we always get so shook. We're like, yo, it's Hogweed.
Damn, that's fucked. Cause even just stuff like, what's it called? Poison ivy.
Yeah, poison ivy.
It's hard to see it. It's hard to see it sometimes unless you know what you're looking for. Like. Yeah, it's supposedly like the three leaf thing. Yo, remember when we walked in? We did the vlog.
Yeah, the vlog.
So if you guys don't know, the people that watch the vlogs know what we're talking about. So we hopped this fence, right? And we wanted to explore because we were looking for geodes, and we came across this plant.
Yeah,
like a bunch of plants, actually, a bunch of plants that really resembled hemp plants, aka marijuana plants. AKA weed plants.
I look back at it. I'm like 95% sure that's it.
Bro, because I was reading some of the comments, right?
Uh-huh.
They're saying like they have actual buds. Like if you look closely, yeah, you know the bud of the marijuana plant?
Yeah.
It was there. The flower part.
Oh, that was it? Like the purple part? Like the purple flower part?
Yeah, yeah. Not, it wasn't purple, but it was like it was still growing, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you could really see it. Fam, we actually stumbled upon a weed farm, fam. Like by accident, like somebody was growing there.
Yo, I was wondering, was it natural, or do you think someone just planted it there?
I feel like people planted it there
because like I don't even know where it's actually natural.
Yeah. Oh no, I think it is natural in some like mountain areas. I think in India it's
it's not natural here.
I'm not sure. It might be actually. Who knows?
Because
that's interesting. let me check. No, because that can it grow here? Or no, because it snows here. But I mean, during the summertime, yeah, I guess it can.
Because I seen some stuff where people were like, those randomly find it in their backyard. And they'd be like, oh, I don't know where this came from. But also, they can be capping.
Yeah, they can be capping. they can be capping. Too. Okay, let's see. Do marijuana plants grow in Canada? Oh, yeah, I guess some of them do. Some of them do. So maybe it's natural. But more times, I think the ones we stumble upon, fam, those ones are they're planted.
Those ones are suspicious, man.
Those are suspicious.
The place where they're planted too, suspicious.
Because we jumped over the fence and it's kind of like a trail, but it's not a trail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It looks like someone walked there, but they walked there secretly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like one of those.
They walked there like twice.
They just check them on it. They'll be like, oh, is it good?
Yeah, that's it. So, bro, we should go back, fam. Okay.
What are you trying to do when we go back?
You know, in Top Boy, did you watch the first season of Top Boy?
Top Boy, yeah, of course.
The OG one, right?
Yo, where's my food, fam? It's my food, yo, Steph.
it's like that kid that he ended up growing all those marijuana plants.
Oh, we're talking about the first one, the Summer House one, right?
Yeah, Summer House.
Oh, the one of Ats.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Ats.
Oh, it wasn't Ats?
It was somebody else.
I forgot who it was.
Yeah, but anyways, he was like growing all the marijuana plants to help his mother or something. Yeah, we should do that. I'm playing. Have you ever heard of foglets?
What is that?
Never heard of foglets before? So one of the head engineers at Google,
yeah,
right? He's a very like notable person. Like he's very, very smart person. He has this theory that there's going to end up becoming like a nanobot that can replicate molecules, like any single molecule.
Any molecule.
Yeah. And his theory states that eventually we're going to get there 100%.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be able to recreate a plant, recreate this mic, recreate your phone through these nanobots, and eventually be able to recreate the entire universe.
Damn. Yo, because it's crazy because like everything that you need to create something is like it's out in the universe.
Yeah.
They're like, damn.
You know what's mind-blowing? it's mind-blowing that to create the universe, we need the universe and we have it.
Like, bro.
So let's say in the future, they create these nanobots where you can replicate anything, bro. Human flesh, molecules like super tiny molecules, and recreate them. We can theoretically create the entire universe, create another world.
Create anything.
Create another world.
The person who creates that, like, I think they're going to be the most powerful person in the world.
Yeah.
If you have that much power in your hands,
mm-hmm.
bro, you're going to run the whole world.
Yeah, fam. And it's scary, right?
That's scary to think about.
So what if I ask you, what if they're right now? Like, that's a real thing right now. Because look, you ever heard that study where like, if you punch your hand through a wall, or if you keep hitting your hand through a wall,
mm-hmm.
by like a billion chance percentage, your hand might go through the wall because the molecules are moving the right way.
No, that's a real thing?
That's a real thing. Because you know how molecules or particles are always in motion?
Oh yeah, they're always in motion. So if you do it at the right time.
the exact right time.
Oh, I'm gonna try that, fam.
But it's like a trillion in or something. Something trillion like coincidence. If you do get it on time, but it's still possible.
Like, bro, what's like if there's a device that can like time it so like you can like walk through walls and everything, all
that shit.
Like, there's something that you can like perfectly time it.
Nah, that's crazy.
That'd be so sick.
That'd be crazy. That'd be so sick, bro. That's just like some X-Men shit.
Yeah,
bro.
Like X-Men,
like Vision.
That's probably what he does. Like, he probably just moves his molecules around.
Damn.
To fit the gaps of what he's going through.
Damn. Yo, if that's a real thing, imagine like how they use that in the military, bro.
Bro, that's OP.
Have you seen the...
Because bullets can just go right through you.
Have you seen the invisibility cloaks? Have you seen those?
Oh, it's not like just like the green screen ones?
No,
put like a green screen on, kind of like...
No, it's not a green screen. It's like it's kind of like a mirror, mm-hmm. but it reflects the light towards you. Yeah, or like forward.
I think I saw that. Weren't they using that like in like military practices or something?
Something like that. Yeah. But bro, that's real, fam.
Yo, imagine we can make those on a large scale and like put it over like huge shit to hide.
Yo,
like imagine if you had like a whole like base and like you just put that whole coke over the base.
I bet they do that, fam.
And no one sees anything.
I bet you there are some bases like that somewhere out in the world like that. Just even you know in Avengers, you know that big helicarrier and it was like invisible at the bottom.
Yeah.
There's got to be something like that, fam. Got to be.
If they were to get like a plane or something, mm-hmm. or like some like hovering object and put that at the bottom, that's so OP. Like, you would never know.
What if the aliens use that already, bro?
They probably do.
That's why we never see the UFO. That's why we don't see UFOs as often. What if they upgraded, bro? They got the new firmware or some shit.
You know what I mean? They got the Kawhi Leonard's treatment, fam. The robot treatment.
Yo, have you looked into okay, this one's crazy, and I hate going into this topic because it's usually bullshit.
Yeah.
But I saw a TikTok recently of flat Earth. Have you ever looked into that?
Bro, I can't see that's real, man.
Honestly, I don't believe it.
Cause I watch the videos and like I try to reason and mm-hmm. see what they're saying.
Yeah.
But like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't, right? But I saw this one thing, right? And they showed kind of like a map, their quote unquote theoretical map of a flat Earth, right?
Yeah.
And you know the UN symbol?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a theory that there is like a quote unquote like flat Earth. I'm not saying I believe in it.
Yeah.
But the UN symbol of the globe is the same map that flat earthers, like
flat one.
The flat earthers use.
Yo, it's crazy because like there's so many like world power symbols
mm-hmm.
that always have like all these secret messages in it.
Yeah. Cause you know I think it's the universal like health logo.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the hospital logo. It has a snake and a sword, I think.
Yeah, I know what you're talking. I see that everywhere.
Yeah.
Like especially in the States.
So I think the Pope actually has one of those
the sword?
No, it's like that symbol, but it's on a staff.
Mm-hmm.
It's very odd. It's like that snake symbol with the sword in between, right?
Yeah.
And what's crazy, bro, it's even prominent in some like satanic and like symbolism, like for Illuminati and then like Freemasonry, stuff like that.
Yeah, yo, I remember in one of our episodes.
Yeah.
Like I remember the Gmail one?
The Gmail one, the Freemason logo.
Yeah, the Freemason like on the Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, like yo, shit like that just like amazes me.
It's like it's in plain sight, bro.
It's in plain sight. Yo, like I've been seeing like a lot of stuff like with the US money. I'm like hiding like secret images. Like, yo, did you see the one like with the dollar bill and it has like the alien on it?
Oh yeah, I saw that one. It's like when you
turn like the saturation or something up. Like, it shows what aliens actually look like.
it's jokes, but you can never be sure if it's just a coincidence or like we're just fucking around or it's actually or real.
On purpose.
Or if it's on purpose. Just like have you seen that new Netflix show? It's called Inside Job.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Bro, have you heard of it?
No, I've heard. It's my first time hearing about it.
So it's pretty much like this girl, she works for the quote unquote the elites.
The elites.
She works for the elites. And she controls all the conspiracies. So like the you know, the half reptilian people,
yeah.
Like the robot president, like all of these conspiracies, she controls.
She controls all of them.
So in the show, they're showing that it is true, like in the fictional world,
yeah,
that they are real. And then she's just like controlling them, making sure like they don't go out of hand.
Oh, so like she's just like she's the one who's releasing it, right?
No, she's not releasing it. But she's making sure things don't go wrong.
Oh, okay.
She's like controlling it. She's controlling it.
Like
right?
Making sure like it doesn't get too much.
Yeah. So what's crazy, bro? What if that show
mm-hmm.
was made not to just joke around about it, but to actually drop subtle hints to us about these things?
That is actually happening.
Yeah.
That'd be a sick job though. If I had that job, I'd actually love to have that.
Yeah, but bro, you might have to sell your soul to the devil or something.
I know,
bro.
That's the only thing.
That's the only thing.
But like, yo, like, imagine if they actually told you all the secrets.
That'd be crazy, bro.
And you can't tell anybody.
It's so sus because I saw this video of Obama, right? Mm-hmm. And then somebody asked him like, "Oh, are the aliens real?"
Oh, I think I saw that one.
And then you know what Obama said? Uh-huh. He's like, "I'm not gonna tell you they're not." Or they are, but I'm gonna tell you, if we had that conversation, it happened in this room.
That's so suspect, bro.
That's so suspect, bro.
The way he worded it, like, he didn't have to say it like that.
Yeah,
he could have just said like, "Oh, I don't know."
I think it was Jaden Smith that asked him. Jaden Smith asked him. And then Obama said that he's like, "I'm not gonna tell you if it is or not." But it happened in this room. That conversation happened in this room.
Yo, but like Jaden Smith alone, like he's already on like the suspect list, man.
Yeah, he is. All of those celebrities, bro.
I know.
I've never seen this meme. It's like Jaden Smith talking to Kanye. "Yo, so I was jumping through the fifth dimension." It's still jokes to think though. It's like if you're that quote unquote the elite, imagine what crazy stuff they know about.
They know
that we don't.
Yo, they probably have like their own language too, fam.
Probably there's some next secrets and shit.
Yo, you see like the latest picture of Kanye, like how like he shaved off his eyebrows and everything.
Yeah. It's weird,
bro. Kanye's tripping.
do you think people do that for a reason? Because remember, X did that.
Yeah, no, it's Kanye. He's definitely doing it for a reason. Mm. But I don't know. But Kanye, like, he's also like he does shit out of nowhere too.
Yeah, because you can never tell if it's on purpose or just like
or is this like a sudden thing?
Like like a sudden thing or even just a marketing plan, mm-hmm. you know, to get more attention. Because he's very, very good at that.
Yo, he's probably one of the best at marketing as a rapper. Mm-hmm. Like, for sure. Because, yo, he's saying, like, all these controversial stuff and he's still, like, getting sales, still getting all these views and all that stuff.
Yeah. I think it's just a matter of time, bro, till... Do you think anybody can top that?
Top what? Kanye?
Yeah, top like, what's already been done. It's so crazy. Look. If you mm-hmm. think about it, right? The way marketing is moving, it's moving so quickly and it's so hard to top what happened before.
Yeah.
You think there's going to be a point where we can no longer top anything that's ever happened?
I think we can. But like, I'll tell you, these mans are going to have to like sell their soul to get to it.
Yo. Okay. So I was watching this, this movie, right?
Yeah.
It's called Ready or Not. Mm-hmm. Right. And pretty much what happens in the movie, this girl, she marries this guy, and to join the family, she has to take part in this like tradition that everybody has to do in order to join the family.
Yeah.
So what she did, they said, okay, you have to take a card and whatever card you pick out, you have to play the game. And if you win the game, you can join the family. So one of the cards there was the worst card you can pick.
Yeah.
And it was hide and seek. So they picked the card, right? Hide and seek. And what she had to do, she had to hide in the house away from all of the family members as they hunt her. With guns, bow and arrows, crossbows, whatever.
And like they actually like try to kill her?
And they try and kill her. And listen. So supposedly the reason they do this is because they made a deal with the devil.
Uh-huh.
Because this family was supposedly very, very rich. And they made all of their riches off of games. Mm-hmm. So that's why part of the ritual was playing a game to join the family. Because they made all the riches off of games,
that's
right?
That's how they made it off.
Their belief was if they don't do that, quote unquote, the ritual, then... they would die. They would die themselves because they broke the deal with the devil. So the reason they're so rich is because they made that pact. So if they broke that pact,
and they would just die off.
They would all die off.
Yo, that's so messed up.
Like they get cursed. They get cursed.
That's so, well, I don't know why. Like I love watching shows like that. Like I love watching like those death games type shows. Mm. But it's, I don't know if you heard about like, but like they actually had like a death game island in real life.
No.
It happened in Russia. It was like 1930s or something like that.
Word.
And like basically what they did, like they took a whole bunch of like Russian like prisoners and just like random people like on the street, like old people, women, children. Fuck? And they put them all on this one island.
Yeah. That's like Battle Royale.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically like they put them all on this one island. And if you try to escape the island, then like you automatically get killed.
Damn.
So they left them there and they basically just, like left them to survive from themselves. Yeah. And the only thing that they gave them was bags of flour.
What the fuck?
And like they're saying, like they got to the point where like people were getting so hungry, like they were killing each other for the bags of flour.
Damn!
And like they were like eating each other. The island was known as like a cannibal island.
Holy shit.
And like it was basically just for entertainment for like the guards. So like they can like see.
Wow. And then they were just watching them. Just like they're a game. Just
watching them.
That's crazy, bro. Cause it's not too hard to believe, like, especially with Squid Game coming out and all of these other battle royale type of games, survival games. Even Fortnite, fam. In a sense, Fortnite is a survival game like that.
Yeah, it is.
Dog, it wouldn't be too hard to believe that they ran those before.
Yo, they're probably still doing it right now, bro. Yeah, it's possible. You never know.
What if Squid Game was trying to get our attention to inform us about games like happening like this?
I'm telling you.
What if there are games happening like that, and that show's trying to like wake us up and tell us like this shit happening?
There probably
this shit is happening.
Cause yo, do you know what I also think? Like, I think like all these like dangerous places in the earth are like, they tell us like, oh, like don't go there. Mm. Like places like the Amazon rainforest, like the middle of the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
Like people are always like told not to go there. What if they're just like telling them that? Because like that's where they're like holding all these like
games. Holding the games. Damn. Who knows, bro?
That's what I'm saying.
Going back to like the flat earth thing.
Yeah.
I saw this picture of a map, right? They were showing like the flat earth map. And you know how they say Antarctica is like the edge of the world, right?
Yeah.
So you have like all of the continents here and then Antarctica circles around. I'm gonna put a picture up on screen. But they showed like an entrance where the water you can pass through. So after you can pass through it, there's other continents on the outside. So imagine.
Wait, what?
So imagine. Okay, I'm going to show you a picture.
Like other continents that we don't have?
Other continents not part of this.
Oh, not,
so
part, not
past
part of
Antarctica. Now I'm going to show you the picture. I'll show you the picture. Check this out.
And also, all of the ancients already knew what it was. And now they want to change things around. And tell me why the United Nations map.
Look, that's the UN logo.
Mm-hmm.
As this here.
Oh.
Look. So you see how our world is here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Antarctica could be the
like the border around
the border kind of around it. And then Admiral Byrd, remember Admiral Byrd? Uh-huh. He was like the one that exposed the hollow earth. So there's an opening there that he may have flew through.
Bro,
and there's other like continents around it on the outside.
That's
That's crazy.
So crazy to think
that's
about.
So crazy,
man. Yo, if all that was real, that would be such a cool discovery, man.
That'd be so insane. Out,
like, there's a whole like another Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, imagine the people like on that side, because like there'll probably be like a whole another race of humans on that.
Yeah. Oh, yo, what if it's just like the aliens, bro? What if all of this is just like it's like a zoo. It's like a zoo, you know what I mean?
And I'm like, they're just watching us.
They're just watching us.
Because yo, I'm like, or like, what if like our world leaders and all that stuff are like people who came from that land?
Maybe.
Like the land above us.
Maybe. But I feel like, okay, let's say you're doing an experiment on humans. You would want to just see how like they flourish or what they come up with, right? You wouldn't want to do too much interference, mm-hmm. right? So maybe that's why everything's so secretive. And maybe the elites here themselves don't really know too much about it either.
Yeah, probably.
They're left in the dark almost as much as us. Like, you remember in Promised Neverland where they saw the big-ass wall?
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that.
Where they saw that big-ass wall and they couldn't pass through it.
Mm-hmm.
But they had no idea why they're trapped there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like, what if that's the same thing for us?
Yeah, what is it that we don't know why we can't pass? We don't know why. Like, what's the purpose of being here, right?
Yeah.
Like, we don't know the truth of it.
So it's like we kind of just accept that, like, we're supposed to be here.
Yeah. That's far.
That's crazy.
You ever heard of the term solipsism?
Nah, what is that? Solipsism.
All right, listen. So there's this theory, right? And I feel like it's a common feeling a lot of people get, is that your consciousness is the only thing that exists.
Mm-hmm.
So you being conscious, right? You have no idea if I'm conscious or not.
Yeah.
Because you can only feel your own.
Yeah.
So this theory states that everything you feel is all that exists. Everything else doesn't matter. It's just you. Other people don't have their own feelings. Other people, it's almost as if like you're a main character in a video game. Everything else is bots.
Yeah.
So do you think that could be real?
Oh, you know, look, that's a deep one.
There's literally no evidence to prove it wrong.
That's because like, yo, there's no evidence I can have that you have like your conscious, like that your conscious is actually a real thing.
Exactly.
Cause what if I'm like creating what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like in my mind.
Yeah.
So if that makes any sense.
In a sense, it's like a simulation of I'm a bot and I just create expressions, whatever.
Yeah.
But you have no idea if I'm a true, like, conscious.
What the? Yo.
It's real, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yo, because I was thinking about the same thing, like something similar. It was kind of like what you guys said in like in Emerson's episode.
Yeah, yeah.
About like how like we see the color. Mm-hmm. I'm like, cause like I would see like like a table over here as black.
Yeah.
But what if like if you just see it like as a different color, like you see it as orange, mm. some shit like that.
And then going back to what we said about history, right?
Uh huh.
What if we just agree on certain things and that's what history becomes, but it's not really what happened.
Maybe.
Right. So let's say we see like a tornado happen, right?
Yeah.
But back in the day, they thought that shit was the gods.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? They thought that shit was Zeus or like the thunderstorms, right?
Yeah.
But time goes by and then we realize, oh, it's like natural disasters, yeah. events, right? What if some crazier shit happened? Like, who knows? Miracles that happen. And it could have been like extraterrestrials that done
yeah.
it.
Yeah. the thing that's so crazy about it is like, we can't even prove it wrong.
We can't prove nothing wrong.
We can't prove it wrong. That's a thing. Like, we can't prove it wrong and we can't prove it right.
Okay, let me tell you something. So, for example, you know those, I don't want to say crazy people because that's not a good term, yeah, but yeah. like those people that
think different, kind of.
No, those people that create their own reality in their head. Let's mm-hmm. say they're in the corner and then they create a whole reality in their head.
Uh-huh.
Who's to say we're not doing that right now?
Bro, I feel like that's really, I feel like with your mind, you can literally do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Like whatever you imagine could actually just be real. Like to your mind.
What
you
if,
know, I think about it.
What if, look, what if everything I see is uh-huh. completely different from what you see?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Right?
Yeah.
Because even though we see like similar shapes, but it will look like something completely different because it's through my eyes, not yours.
And the crazy thing, like I could never see what you see.
Yeah.
And you can never see what I see.
Yeah, yo, that's so
like,
real
like,
though.
Like never, like it can never happen.
That's very real. Because even just looking at a painting, you know those ink blots?
Yeah.
And then it's almost, I forgot what it's called. I think it's for mental illness, actually, where they show the ink blots.
Oh, yeah. And like people see different things in it, right?
Yeah, they see different things in it.
Yeah.
And through those images, they come up with crazy stories or like characters that come out from it. What if we already do that in life right now? So in a sense, like there's things that are real, but we try and create our own take on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, so we let's have say, like our own vision of
so
it.
So we perceive a person to be something else, even though they're not. But just because of how it's presented to us, that's what it feels like in our head. So let's say it's just like simulation, bro. Uh-huh. Let's say there's a celebrity, right? And yeah. He portrays this image that he's a gangster or whatever. Everybody that watches him is gonna think he's a gangster.
Yeah.
Maybe behind closed doors, he becomes like a completely different character. But we don't see that side. We just see the side that's presented
to us. Yeah, that's presented to us. That's
wow.
Yo, do you know what reminds me of?
Yeah.
Yo, that reminds me of like Phineas and Ferb.
Why Phineas and Ferb?
Like, you know, like how like they see like Perry the Platypus?
Oh, yeah.
but he's really like the secret agent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. Yo, well, when I was younger, I used to get that same feeling about like animals I see. Like whenever I see like a squirrel or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I'm always like, whenever I turn my head and not look at it, I always think like it's like dancing behind me or something.
That's fun.
Or I think it's like standing up straight or something.
That's some Dr. Doodle. Even, yo, going to like ghosts and shit. That could be the same thing.
Yeah, because yo, some people actually like, they see ghosts.
Yeah, they see like ghosts, right?
Yeah, like they see their own ghosts in a way, like, but like somebody else might not.
Yeah, yeah. I heard this thing, right? Everything we see is in 2D, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Wait, what?
Everything we see mm-hmm. is in 2D. You get that? So this is, it's 3D, but we only see it in 2D.
Okay, okay. I see.
You
what I mean,
we only see 3D through lighting, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But true 3D, we don't really see that.
Yeah. Okay. I know what you mean though.
Like a picture.
Yeah,
you draw a picture. I only see this side of it.
Yeah,
like I can't see behind you.
Yeah,
get me. So there's this theory saying that imagine there's a 2D creature.
Oh, what the?
A 2D creature, and let's say a 2D creature is a cell.
Yeah,
or like an organism that we can't see unless we look through a microscope, right?
Yeah,
say they're like a cell, a 2D creature. So if that means we're a 3D creature,
mm-hmm.
that we can see things from 2D, they can only see 1D. Imagine a 4D creature that can see not only forward, behind you, left and right. Something that can see almost like you're playing GTA. But we can't see them, right? Because look, if the 2D creature
uh-huh.
can't see 3D creatures, that means the 3D creatures can't see 4D creatures.
Yo, that's insane, bro. I'm thinking, yeah, because there'll be no way of us seeing that 4D character.
Yeah, exactly.
That 4D creature.
Exactly, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Bro, what if they're like right here, right now?
Yeah, yeah. We can't. It's like spectate mode.
Bro, that's
you know when COD when you're spectating?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that.
Damn, that actually blew my mind.
It truly is. If there is another dimension, if there is another dimension beyond the 3D, it would be a 4D, and the 4D we wouldn't be able to see it.
What the?
And what if that is the spirit world, bro? What if that's the spirit world? That's where we ascend to, quote unquote, or that's where the ghosts are. Yo, who knows?
You're actually snapping right now. you're actually snapping right now. You're actually blowing my mind right now.
Okay, I wanna show you a video, fam.
Okay.
I wanna show you a video. Cause I feel like a lot of times people don't believe in ghosts until they see kind of proof. Mm-hmm. You know? They see some proof.
Yeah, they see some proof.
So I just want to show you this video.
But like, if ghosts are 4D, then like, how are we able to see them sometimes?
Maybe we see them through a reaction of what they do.
Maybe.
So rather than we see it physically,
yeah,
we just see the outcome of their action.
Okay, I see.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So look, I want to show you this. Check this out, bro. So this is in an office space in, I think it's in Manchester. This is real footage.
Uh-huh.
Real footage of CCTV. They even posted this on the news, bro. They posted this on the news. That's how real this is. Look. Nobody's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the security camera footage. You see that? You see that?
Nah, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Bro. Okay. How are those things possible? How does that shit happen in real life?
I'm good. That's not possible. Yo, that's not possible in our dimension.
It's not.
But it is in 4D.
It is in 4D. So what if we only see like the movement, because that's all we can see.
That's what they caused. Like that's what their action caused.
Yeah.
And that's why we see that in 3D in our view.
Cause think about it. From the beginning of ghost stories in general,
yeah,
it's always like they're invisible.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're always invisible.
Bro.
So what if we only see the reaction, like shit moves, man, but we can't see them itself?
I wish I had 4D eyes. I wish.
But bro, what if we create a technology where we can see onto that dimension, right?
Yeah.
And what if that dimension is fucking like virtual reality in a sense of where it's like a spectator?
That's what VR is, bro.
But what if we're in VR and then the ghosts are the spectators and shit, bro? No, like as dumb as that shit sounds, it honestly makes sense though. It makes sense, you know what I mean? As dumb as that shit sounds, it makes sense.
The ghosts are playing VR.
Yeah, fam. Yeah. Let's say life is a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what life is.
Yeah.
Right? We don't know the rules. So what if that's just an option? You get me?
Yo, it's kind of like you're adding like cheat codes to the game or something.
Yeah. What if that's like an option? So what if we do live in a simulation, but that's what life is already? Like, that's what life is.
Yeah, that's just what it is.
It's not a simulation. It's just life, right?
Uh-huh.
And then that's just what happens in life. Like, there's so many mysteries we won't solve, and maybe that's just what happens. Just like, if you think about the world,
mm-hmm,
what is the purpose of our brain?
That's a good question, man.
What's the purpose of our brain, right? It's to control
our body,
to eat food, get resources, right?
Yeah.
If you think about it, when you starve to death, what happens?
Your brain basically starts to shut down.
It shuts down because what? Because your heart shuts down.
Yeah.
Because why? Because your heart is using its last resources to give to your brain.
Yeah.
Everything comes back to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it, when you starve to death, it's taking the nutrients, trying to keep the brain alive. Brain
running.
The brain alive. It's very, very interesting, because what if you can take a brain, put it in quote unquote like a jar, and make it receive impulses and think it's just like in a simulation.
Mm-hmm. And it'll still function.
Think it's seeing things that it's not, right? It's just manipulating the nervous system. Because if our body is just a nervous system in a flesh cell, or a flesh like vessel.
Yeah.
Right? It can be transferred over into something else, and it could be manipulated just through its wiring, no?
Yeah, yeah. Cause you think about like, there's a lot of like rich, like really rich, wealthy people,
mm-hmm,
who have like their fucking like their brain like frozen.
Yeah.
And it's being kept. Yo, so like do you think like they're doing that because they think there's a way that they can restore it like later on?
Damn, maybe. Just like Walt Disney.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's what I was about to bring up.
It could be true. It could be true. As long as they have that there and they know in the future, like, okay, this is going to be possible.
Yo, so like, imagine if they actually did that. of like people like way in the past, and like they just have like a whole collection of brains.
That'd be crazy.
Of like people all in the past,
like Alexander the Great.
Yeah, like all these people.
Genghis Khan. Yeah, holy like shit!
Imagine they did that and they just brought it back one day.
That'd be insane, man.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be insane. Going back to like the simulation talk, you ever heard that theory how the reason you never see your neighbors bring in groceries? You ever heard that theory? No, deadass, I'm serious. Have you ever seen your neighbors bring in groceries?
I never see my neighbors bring in groceries, bro.
So take this in. So there's a theory that the reason you never see your neighbors bringing groceries is because it is a simulation, and that's not something that appeals to you that you want to see. You know what I mean? It's not something that you're looking forward to seeing. You know what I mean? But everything else is. So there's a theory, the people that do see their neighbors bringing groceries is that they've interacted with the quote unquote, the bots.
Oh.
So let's say you're playing a game.
Yeah, yeah.
And you interact with a character. Once you interact with that character, they become part of your story.
Yeah, yeah. Like they start talking and all that.
Yeah,
like,
they become part of your game, quote unquote, your life, right? So that the only time you'll ever see your neighbors bringing groceries is if you interact with them to that point.
That's and then actually,
they become part of that.
They become part of the story.
Become part of the story.
That's crazy because I never seen Renfrew put in groceries.
It's real shit, bro.
I've never seen that. I don't think anybody ever seen me putting groceries.
Yeah, facts. But it's kind of just like when you notice somebody random, and then you just see them all the time.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
It's just like the KFC guy.
The KFC. Oh my God! For people who don't know,
bro. So in our area where we live, it's almost as if like he's a real NPC.
Yo, he's the GOAT.
Yeah, he's the GOAT. So there's this guy that looks like Colonel Sanders from KFC that rides his bike. And everybody in our area has seen him riding his bike. It's almost like
everybody.
He's just like a, I don't know, an NPC fam. Like you'll just see him. He just comes around.
No, it's crazy because like, yeah, like every time I look out my window, like I always see like a character. See a character.
Yeah.
Like whatever, this KFC guy. Or like I'll see like someone I know walking.
Yeah. Yo,
but it's literally every time I look outside.
And there's another theory that, you know how whenever you see a colored car,
yeah,
it could be a red car, yellow car, whatever. So if you're ever looking at traffic and you see, let's say, a blue car, you'll be able to see more blue cars in parking lots as you keep driving if you notice it.
Nah,
so
I heard something like that. Like I heard something like that, but like when it comes to like opportunities.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like it's someone who like really wants to make money. Mm-hmm. It's like when they want it that bad, like they see whenever there's an opportunity to make money, they always start seeing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's something like that.
It's almost as if like when you push your mindset to that and you waking up that, I guess, the sight of it.
Yeah.
You start to see it everywhere.
That's true.
You start to see it everywhere. And I think that's truth in especially like motivation. Mm-hmm. So look. When I was working out, right? I did this test.
Yeah.
And I told myself, man, I can only do like 6 pull-ups. I told myself only 6 pull-ups.
Yeah.
But I knew I could do 12.
Do more.
Yeah. But I was feeling tired that day. I'm like, oh no, I'm only gonna do 6.
Yeah.
And when I said that to myself, I pulled up to 5. I pulled up to 6. I could barely do it. Mm-hmm. I could barely do the 6. But I took a break and I'm like, ain't no way. That was just my mindset.
That was all in your head.
So I did it again, but I told myself I could do 50.
And you did 50?
No, I didn't do 50, but I was able to do more. I was able to do more. Yeah.
Yo, for me, I 100% believe in that, man. I 100%.
Because it's all in the mind.
Because, if you're going to limit to yourself, like, if you're going to put a limit on yourself like that, like, you're probably just going to hit that limit. And, like, that's it.
Yo, there's this crazy story that happened. I think it was in Germany where this guy, he was hired to fix a refrigerator on a train.
Yeah.
Right? It was like, no, it was a freezer. Mm-hmm. So he ended up getting locked in the freezer, right? And he's like, shit, I'm trapped in here. Nobody else is coming to save me. I'm going to die here. So he took out his notes and he started writing. These are my final moments. Yeah. I'm going to die in this freezer. Shit, it's getting cold. Blah, blah, blah. He's writing, I missed out on all these things in life. Man, it's getting colder. I can feel myself slipping away.
Yeah.
And he died. Yeah. But what happened was the guards ended up opening up the freezer, seeing his dead body. But they realized, yo, this freezer's not working. It's not even cold in here.
Whoa, really?
So he thought himself to death.
Damn, bro.
Because that was the reason he was going there to fix it anyways in the first place.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how are you going to fix the freezer if it's running?
Yeah. So it was just all in his head.
That's crazy, bro.
He thought of dying so badly, he ended up dying. He ended up
actually dying.
That's how powerful the mind is.
Damn. It's crazy because, like, yo, that could have worked in the opposite way.
Yeah. I think that's how people, you know how when people say they get shot, but they can still move? Mm-hmm. When you have that mindset that you can do anything,
yeah,
that's probably why.
That's probably, that's kind of sad, though.
Because there's even stories of people trying to save their loved ones under, like, a heavy car.
Yeah.
Right? And they get the strength to move the car, but they would never be physically able to do it. But it was just because of the adrenaline and their mind at the time. It told them they were strong enough to do it. Because,
like, yo, like, honestly, like, you have to speak it into existence. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you think it's impossible, like, just imagine you doing it.
Yeah.
I remember they used to do this with, like karate kids. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how, like, they have the plank of wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, they have to punch through it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's always like the kid that was always like, oh man, I can't see myself punching through it. They never punched through it. Mm. So, like, he said, like, imagine yourself, like, actually, like, going through it. And he did it on the first try. It went straight through.
Yeah, because that's what it takes.
That's what it takes. And, yo, it happens to me, like, because, like, I break. Mm-hmm. Like, I like dance and shit. So, like, whenever I imagine myself hitting the move in my head,
yeah,
I hit it like 8 out of 10 times. Mm-hmm. But, like, if I don't do that, like, I'll probably hit it like once.
Word. Because if you don't visually see it or manifest it in your own head, it won't be possible.
It won't be possible.
That makes a lot of sense, though.
It actually it's powerful. It actually works.
And I feel like that's with everything, whether it be like a test, it's just your own self-confidence in believing that you can do it first. Yeah. Like, you need that first before anything. Like, if you jump into any sport, if you think that you can't do the sport, then you're going to do really bad in it.
Exactly, bro. Because, yo, you're like, look at Kobe, like, whenever Kobe shoots, he never thinks he's going to miss.
Yeah.
Like,
he's always like,
this is going in.
Exactly. And he manifests it and becomes true.
As I'm saying, like, he never sees himself missing a shot, no matter how crazy the shot is.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's important, bro, because a lot of people, they don't see that, or they don't get a chance to move towards that mindset.
Yeah.
You get me? Because it's so easy to be trapped into that thinking of, man, I can't do it.
That's what I'm saying. Or, like, I'm going to lose. I can't do it. I'm not good enough to do this.
Yeah, but... why, man? Why do you think people get trapped in that?
Because that's tough. Because, like, I don't know.
Is it more of a self-confidence thing or an environmental thing?
I think it's environmental for sure. Mm-hmm. Because, like, well, like, if you're growing up in a rough environment and you're always told, like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all you're going to think about.
Yeah.
Like, all the time. That's just going to carry on with you, like, through your life. Mm-hmm. And then that's just how you're going to be if that's the way you're going to think about.
Yeah, I think that's very true. Because even if you think about it, like, from a country standpoint, mm-hmm. a lot of successful people come through the same cities.
Yeah.
You get me? Look at California, for example. Like, a lot of successful people come out of there. Yeah. And a lot of, quote-unquote, influencers come out of there because that's, like, the influencer breeding ground. So if you're around those people, mm-hmm. you're more than likely to take on those tendencies. Yeah. And I guess that vibration brings you up.
Yeah, like, that's how I'm a big preacher of, like, always supporting, like, your friends. Like, whenever they're trying to start something, mm-hmm. like, always, like, show them some love. Like, always, like, support them. Like, even if you think that their goal is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, just give them that time of day.
Yeah, it's true.
Yo, like, if you think about it, like, yo, like when you're making, like, this podcast and, like, mm-hmm. everything, like, I'm pretty sure, like, you probably thought, like this was, like, a crazy thing. And now look at it. Like, it's like your full
time.
I know.
But see, the thing is, when I started it, I believed 100%.
You believe 100%.
And I know a lot of people didn't. Uh-huh. I know a lot of people didn't. That's fine.
Yeah.
But as long as you have your own vision for it.
Like, you're going to hit it.
Yeah, you're going to hit it. Just like going to back what we were saying, imagine everything. Yo, low-key, having that mindset of my consciousness is the only consciousness. It is fucking, like, bad in a sense where you don't care about other people, but it gives you that confidence to where, like, I can do everything.
That is
or
true.
Or it all matters to this, right?
That is true.
Just like, if you live your life as if you're the main character in the movie,
then, like, you're going to be that main guy.
Yeah. Then that movie will be that. You get me?
It's kind of like you have to create your own movie.
You do.
Like, it's other people creating your movie for you. Like, you just got to create yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if you want this event to happen in the movie, you will make it happen.
Mm-hmm. And I think it really depends on your personality too. Like, whatever you want life to be, it will mm-hmm. be that, but your personality will make it that. Get me?
Yeah.
So a lot of people, they don't have huge aspirations and they accomplish exactly what they wanted to accomplish, even if it wasn't extravagant. You get me?
Yeah, yeah.
And which is amazing too. Because imagine those people that live, let's say, on the islands and all they want is just, like, let's say they want to... they want to surf all day.
Yeah.
And they just want to teach people how to surf. For example, that's a, something like that.
Yeah.
That's a dream. That's a dream that's met, right?
Yeah.
If you accomplish it.
No, that is true.
Even though if it wasn't so extravagant or whatever.
But like, that's still their dream. That's still like what they want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be anything crazy. Like, it's up to you. Like, it's your life. Create your own movie.
Yeah, bro. And man, it's crazy because I feel like if I keep manifesting aliens will be
they're
going to
call They're going to come down the earth. They're going to start saying your name.
You get me? Oh, my Carlos. God. Because I heard this thing, right? You know how faith is so powerful, right? Faith is so powerful. And if you put enough faith into something, especially with a lot of people behind with the same faith, it'll be real.
Yeah.
Right? So what if the more faith worldwide people have in something, it becomes real, and that's how God became real?
Oh.
Right?
No, that's true. No, that's exactly how it happened, though.
Because the faith.
That's exactly how it happened.
Because of faith.
That's what I'm saying. Because like, it kind of just been a real thing with like only like two people believing it.
Yeah. Even just like miracles happening, it took everybody's faith for the miracle to happen.
And the same thing could happen with the aliens, bro.
Yeah, what if
most people believe they're real, fam.
For real? Because it almost feels like anytime something becomes trending,
mm-hmm.
we see more of it and we see like a wave come out of it because more people believe in it. Yeah. You get me? Like with the first YouTuber to create a lot of money from YouTube, everybody's like, no way, you can make money off YouTube. Then we see more and more of it and becomes a wave because there's more faith in it from other people, right?
Uh-huh.
So what if it's the same with aliens where we have faith, okay, one day something's going to come down, and because our faith is so powerful,
they start coming down.
It becomes true.
Yo, I can't wait for the day the aliens come down. I low-key can't wait, bro.
I can't wait. I actually can't wait.
I'm going to have a blast.
Yo, you ever heard the Mr. Bean theory?
Nah.
Listen.
Why was it Mr. Bean?
You know what Mr. Bean's about, right?
Yeah.
So he's kind of like a guy that does quirky stuff, and he takes like a normal life and does like weird stuff with it, right? Yeah. So there's a theory that Mr. Bean is actually an alien.
How?
And the reason why he reacts with everyday things the way he does is because he's an alien and he's learning about human life.
Oh, he doesn't know
how to, he doesn't know how to react to it. Yeah. So look. No, but listen. In the beginning or the end of Mr. Bean,
yeah.
What happens? He gets dropped from the sky.
Oh.
You remember? with the light, and he gets dropped onto the floor.
Yeah.
When we first saw that, we just like passed off like, oh, what is that? Right? But if you think about it, that means he's an alien, bro. He got dropped off here. And the reason he's reacting with all these different things weirdly is because he actually doesn't know what these things are.
He doesn't know.
Because he's an alien.
Oh my God.
Right? It actually makes sense.
It actually makes sense.
This guy's playing with like toast and he's like,
no normal person is going to be playing a toast like that.
Yeah. Like he's playing with like a teacup. Like it's just a cup, bro.
That's some alien action, bro.
It is an alien action, man. And what if?
Oh, there's more to this?
What if man's like Mark Zuckerberg? The reason why they're so weird is because
Kanye too.
So what? What if they made that show to try and show us,
maybe this is us.
Maybe the weird people are these aliens.
Bro, oh the Mr. Bean one.
Who else is an alien? I'm pretty sure Lil Uzi's an alien.
Come on, yo, the diamond on his thing, the diamond on his forehead.
Lil Uzi's an alien.
That's a big sign right there.
Bill Gates is probably alien.
Bill Gates?
He's just a low key alien.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. Oh man,
he's an alien.
What if Tupac was an alien?
Tupac? But I don't know, like Tupac, he doesn't do anything like out of the ordinary like that to be an alien.
Well, there's a lot of conspiracies about Tupac. You ever heard the conspiracy how Tupac's still alive?
Oh, is this the Playboy Cardi one?
No, not even that. Oh. Like for a long time, people think Tupac faked his death.
Oh, no. I think I know someone about that.
Do you know why, though?
Nah.
So, you ever heard of... You know how Tupac used to call himself Machiavelli?
Yeah.
Do you know who Machiavelli was?
Who's that?
So, Machiavelli, he was a famous artist, but he was famous for faking his own death.
Oh, what the...
He was famous for faking his own death. Machiavelli.
And that's what they call
and,
Tupac.
And Tupac, he was obsessed with the idea of Machiavelli and his studies and his work. So it wouldn't be too far-fetched to copy his same staging of death.
But the only thing is like what would be the benefit of doing that though?
Who knows?
Because like, yo, at that time, like Tupac, like, he was on top of the world. Like, and compared to like the rap game,
yeah.
Like he was the guy.
Yeah. Yo, even Suge Knight thinks he's alive, though.
Suge Knight?
Yeah.
Nah, Suge Knight's different.
Suge Knight?
He's different.
Suge Knight thinks he's alive. He's like, oh, Tupac's in Cuba.
I heard about the Cuba one. The Tupac in Cuba.
What if, bro? What if?
Cuban Tupac.
But it's almost like you gotta let that end. You know what I mean? Those conspiracies about people dying. Yeah, like even the Juice WRLD one.
Yeah, they did the same thing about Juice WRLD and X too.
It's like, I guess it's fun to think about, but damn.
Yeah, like you gotta let it be.
At some point, yeah, you gotta let it be. Like
I remember them saying with the X one. Mm-hmm. They're saying like the picture that they took of like him in the car.
Yeah.
I remember what they're saying about the X one. The picture that they took of him in the car. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he was like missing tattoos or something like that.
Word.
Like in the picture.
Damn. That's like the Fetty Wap one. How they say like Fetty Wap has his eye switch sometimes.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I never heard about that.
Never heard about that one. There's this whole conspiracy even with like I think Post Malone, he visited like this haunted place in America, and it was a very cursed object that he touched. And
Post Malone. Yeah.
So he did that, and all these bad things that happened to him. I'm pretty sure like his house got robbed. Oh, I'm pretty sure he got into an accident or something.
Yeah.
And all these other bad things that happened to him, maybe because he touched that cursed object.
Mm-hmm. I believe in that cursed object.
You think there's some real cursed objects?
I think there is. Because I remember I had this doll in my house.
A doll in your house?
Yeah. It's like there's this doll that like my mom got from like St. Lucia. Like it was years ago. Like I think it might be older than me maybe.
Word.
But like I remember it had this dress on it. It had like a whole bunch of fruits. And I remember every time I'll pick a fruit off the dress.
Yeah.
Like some next shit will happen to me. Like I'll like fall off my bike and get like a scratch or something.
No way.
And the crazy thing is like I got to a point where like I picked like almost all the fruits off and there's like two. And then all of a sudden they reappeared.
No, you're lying.
I have the doll, right? It's still in my house.
Bro, that's some real like voodoo.
I still have it in the house. And the fuck? Yo, it would change locations in the house too.
That's crazy. Do you ever ask your mom what it's for?
Never. I don't think I want to.
What if she knows something about it?
I don't think I want
to
know.
There's some real purpose for that doll.
I don't think I want to know, man. I feel like if I know, like it's gonna cheese off the spirits.
Word. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, like there's something about like objects from like those developing countries that just like increase the spiritual power.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like in the rural areas or like the poor countries, like they have like their spiritual power is just on another level. Mm-hmm. Like a place like ours. Cause like whenever you hear all these haunted stories, they're always in places like that.
You know why? Cause I think it's very entertained there. That's why.
Maybe.
I mean, they feed into it a lot, but here it's almost like they don't really care.
Yeah. Like we don't feed into it at all.
They don't feed into it. So there's no power going back to faith.
Yeah.
They don't put the faith into it and then nothing happens with it. Right.
No, that makes sense.
Maybe that's how it happens, right? Maybe that's how it happens.
Damn.
Just like that the story of Jesus and one of the disciples that tried to walk on water with him, right?
Yeah.
So Jesus was like, come here. You can walk on water like me.
Yeah.
And he said, as long as you have faith at the size of a mustard seed, right?
Yeah.
So he started walking and he was walking on water. But the moment he started losing faith is when he started sinking. He started sinking.
Damn.
But I feel like that's so true because the moment you do lose faith is when things go into shambles, you know?
That's very true.
Like it loses its power in a sense.
Yeah, it's kind of like, for me, like I kind of see like in like sports or something.
Mm-hmm. Even in sports, yeah.
Like when you get to that point where he's like, oh, I think I might lose the game.
Yeah,
like, then that's when you start choking.
Yeah, that's it.
That's when you lost the game.
Yeah, well, when you hear that, that's it. That's raps.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Damn, bro.
Nah, like it is something to think about. Yeah. When you're trying to pursue something in life, like just keep going with it.
Nah, it's important. Like everybody listening right now, as long as you have faith in yourself and you make sure you believe in what you're doing, you'll be able to do it. Cause there's so many things that you can do that you don't even know you can. And as long as like you have that faith and you take those steps to make it, like it will happen. It will be real.
100%.
But it just takes that mindset. Like you gotta believe it. Or it's not gonna happen, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Let's end it off on that. That's a good point.
Yeah, bro.
So thanks for coming through, Josh.
Yo, it's always nice to be here, man.
We'll have
nice
you on more, here. Bro. Thank you for everyone watching this episode. If you haven't already, check out the vlog, check out the other channels, follow us on Instagram. Josh's Instagram is linked in the bio. All right, jump out.
All right, peace.